Good afternoon. This is Dr. Saul Goldstein. The opinions expressed by these two, fellows, colored folks, may or may not be the opinions of their employers or mine. Holla at me. Top top, they won't top
top. They love top top. They won't top top. They love top top. If I speak, I am in big trouble. In big trouble, and I don't want to be in big trouble.
We are back. It's the Chop Soccer Boys Center Circle this week. It is a Juneteenth rundown, man. Big day for the black community and soccer in the United States. A whole bunch of happenings around the country, including Ken putting it down for Black Fires in Chicago. Man, looks like it was a good time over there. I wish I could have been there. How you feeling, man?
Tired.
I hear that.
Tired.
There was a lot going on.
Yeah, low-key, before I get into all the good stuff, let me just go ahead and get my hate out the way. I'm glad that shit's over, bro. Like, like I don't want to get on here. Like, just let me go ahead and get my hate out the way really fast. Yeah, like, yeah. I don't want to get on here and complain because it was an amazing day. We did a lot of amazing shit. But, yeah, I mean, just like organizing shit, like doesn't seem like a lot of hard work. Like it doesn't seem like manual labor, but like, mm-hmm. you know, keeping ducks in a row is like exhausting when you're planning something. Facts. So like, you know, I'm just happy that shit, like I don't get my hate out the way. I'm happy that shit's over. So like now to the good stuff, like
to the love,
get my hate out the way. And now we'll go to the love. It was an amazing day. Like, I just want to shout out everybody, like, you know, associated with Black Fires. Like, you know, I want to thank the Chicago Fire, like, you know, the football club for like even allowing us to like just have this platform to start like doing more stuff. Like we do so much stuff that we don't put our name on. And like it was just exciting to see it all come together in that way. So like I'm just happy we had a great day. Like the tailgate was fantastic. We did 4 raffles, gave away almost, geez, how much shit did we give away to kids? Like, man, we gave away so much shit to kids. We ended up giving away an Apollo Culture Club ball that was just sitting on the table.
Let's go.
Like I'm telling you, man, like it's like shit's happening here in Chicago, and it might not always look like it, you know, just because Chicago gets a bad rap, but like it's happening, and I'm just grateful to be a part of it, you know?
Yeah, that's dope as hell, man. If no one else says it, I want to say it right here, right now on this podcast for all y'all listeners to hear. Congratulations, man, on a successful event. I personally know how much you put into that, and I know what that work is like because I've been there and done that. And, man, I understand. So I salute you because I know what it took to get all that done. King this man. Motherfucking Kenzel Washington, goddamn it.
Yeah, big shout out. Big shout out to Jake, man. Like,
hell yeah.
Jake is my boy, man. And fucking, like, it's just the little things he does that, like, take shit to the next level, right? Mm-hmm. Like, here's a quick story before we kick over to what you did for Juneteenth. And then we'll be remiss if we don't do like a roundup and talk about Footy Mob and like down in Atlanta and everything. So
right.
My quick story about Jake, just giving Jake some flowers here. We did some Black Fire scarves.
In the beginning.
Last year. Yeah. Like it was a while ago. Right. But we still have some. They're really nice scarves too. So Jake has an extra one. And he's like, hey, like, you know, because the club, the people affiliated with the club are down talking to us while we're like setting up. They're helping us like, you know, get everything orchestrated and stuff. Mm-hmm. And Jake's like, hey, I have this extra scarf. Can you give it to Ezra, our head coach? And the people at the club are like, sure, why not? Like, you know, I'll try. Like, you know, and if you look at game film from the entire game. Ezra has on the scarf.
100%.
Right? And then, so, like, you know, that's dope as shit. Like that's happening during the game. Like, you know, that's just, like, you know, that's just amazing to see. And then after the game, like, we tweet out, like, from the official account, from the official Black Fires account, that, you know, Chicago Fire, they won last night. They're undefeated when Ezra wears the scarf. Mm-hmm. Right. So then you can go look this up. This is on Twitter right now. The official account, the official Chicago Fire account, quote tweeted us and said, and he's not taking it off.
Let's go.
And I mean, it's just like, you know, it's just little stuff like that, yeah, that really, like, you know, like, I was tired, dude. Like, I didn't get to enjoy the game at all.
Right.
Right. Because from the pregame to, like, handing out people's prizes, like, during the game, because with raffles and stuff, right? Like, we're doing raffles. We're trying to get people's their stuff before they leave the stadium. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not on that bullshit, dude. Like, you know, like,
right.
You enter the raffle pregame. By the time the game is over, you've got your shit. Right. So, you know, I'm busy doing that, like, getting people prizes and stuff like that after, like, during the game, mm-hmm, like, you know, tying up loose ends, shit like that, yeah, you know. So by the time the game is over, you know, like, I haven't enjoyed the game at all. I didn't even watch the game, honestly. Yeah. Right. But, you know, it's just shit like that, that, like, you know, just makes it worth it, you know.
Yeah.
To know that you're having, like, an impact, like, all the way down to, like, you know, fucking field level, right?
right.
You know, not to mention after the game when the players came over and clapped us or whatever, like, they, Jake got to dap up the captain of the squad, because the captain of the squad is a transfer from FC Cologne, mm-hmm, which is Jake's German soccer team. And, yep, like, you know, so, I mean, it's just good to see, like, and this is, like, you know, I always say, like, you know, it could either be Black people doing this, or it could be the greater community. And, like, just seeing how people are really starting to support what we're putting together here in Chicago, mm-hmm, it's really starting to feel like there's more people than just Black people doing this now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, you know, that's what it's going to take, in my opinion. So it was great, man. Great weekend. And on top of that, oh, yeah, last thing. And on top of that, I won myself a cup Friday night.
Before, yes, sir. All of this. Talk that shit. Yo, I saw the size of that cup. I was like, damn. That shit Heineken sponsored in the whole nine. I'm like, yo, this nigga can balling.
Yo, so, yeah, that's the official Chicago Fire, like, rec league, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the team has, like, a rec soccer facility. Like, they're really smart. I have to give it to them. Like, things haven't been great on the field, but, like, the things they're doing in the community, like, here in the city to, like, imprint themselves, like, it's really starting to work, mm-hmm, right? Like, they took their old training facility and turned it into a rec soccer facility now.
Right.
Like, so the team used to train, like, in the north side, and they took that facility, and now it's just a rec facility.
Yeah.
And slowly but surely, like, you know, it's where the academy kids train, and, like, you know, slowly but surely, they're just building out, like, this rapport. And, like, it's starting to work, bro. But that's the league I play in. And a little bullshit about that trophy. We used to get the little bullshit trophies that, mm-hmm, were, like, replicas. Mm-hmm. You know, and we would take those and put them in our bar, right? So whenever you, right, see me, like, drinking from something, like, most of the time, like, if it looks like there's a bar behind me, that's, like, our home bar. That's where, yeah, we hang our trophies. We can't do that anymore, because that trophy is, like, a legit trophy they're going to hold on to. I think they're going to start engraving, like, them too.
Oh, wow.
So, like, yeah.
That's crazy, bro. Yeah, I saw that picture. I was like, this man is out of control right now, bro. Like, wow. Just cups on cups on cups.
Trying to, my dad told me I needed to, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, by the way. My dad told me I needed to, like, you know, take a breath and try to enjoy this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, Because, I mean, like, I didn't even get a chance to really enjoy the win because, like, Juneteenth, you know, so.
That's how it goes, man. That is how it goes.
Yeah, so on the NYC, man, like, as big as our day was in Chicago, your day was bigger in New York, so.
I don't know about all that. I don't know about that, all that, but it was definitely impactful to me specifically.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Because of how much I've invested into that club and to have it kind of come full circle, and especially in the way that it did, just a lot of layers to it today, which was really fun. So I was sitting back. I get a text message from Quincy Amarqua, and he's like, yo, Rox, like, wanted to know if you wanted to set off the smokestacks at NYCFC. And I'm like, yeah. So, yeah, he set me up. I got down there, set off the smokestacks. It's Juneteenth. I pulled out my, of course, Sean Johnson 2021 Juneteenth number set jersey.
Hey.
Set off the smokestacks and then, you know, ran around, said hi to my people. It was Father's Day. So, you know, just all those layers to it, man, was really, really nice. Got some good photos. We'll post those up on the Chop Soccer website. So make sure you guys tune into that. Check out the little write-up that we're going to do. That's going to be fun. Hope you enjoy that content. And yeah, it was just an all-around great day. But kind of in the same way you were saying that, I didn't get to really watch or enjoy the game because I was doing other things. I was trying to take pictures for the, you know, the Instagram, for the Twitter, for the website. I was running into old friends. You know, I was, you know, trying to see the players. I got the captain's armband from Sean. So that was nice.
Hey, Captain Rox.
Yeah, Captain Rox. Yeah, so I was just running around a lot.
Rox got his first AKA, Captain Rox.
I think, well, that would be my second. My first one was El Presidente, which was from when I was president of TRI.
Woo! Hold on. Let's fan people's earbuds real fast because that is fucking flames, bro. El Presidente. Oh my god, we're definitely getting jerseys. And the name on your jersey is gonna be El Presidente. The first Chop Soccer like jerseys we ever drop, if we ever drop jerseys, it's got to be El Presidente.
That's fucking funny. But yeah, man, we had a good time. And it was beautiful because I'm on social, you know, trying to do things on Twitter here and there, you know, retweeting things, watching what other people are doing in different spaces. Like you said, Atlanta and Miami were putting it down. And Atlanta, that was a whole thing. I wish I could get some stuff out of them. But, you know, just trying to manage everything at the same time, this thing was a bit dicey. But, you know, we got what we needed. I saw what everybody was doing. We'll follow up later. And, you know, pull some content out of that stuff as well. But like you said, man, just seeing, you know, the Chop Soccer brand working in two spaces at the same time in a big way on the same day, it was amazing. And it's like just a part of the vision that we're going to. So it just felt really full all day with everything going on. Father's Day, Juneteenth, Chop Soccer doing all this cool stuff. Same day, same time, different places. Just was really, really encouraging. And I can't wait to see what happens next, man.
Oh, also, shout out to Urban Football League here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. My boy Maxwell. That was really good. We were able to incorporate them into the day also. Like, they had a pickup before the game. We brought a bunch of the players from Urban Football League out to the game. We got them, like, Metra tickets, like, everything.
Awesome.
It was dope. So it went pick up to, and I wish I would have gotten film for this, but like, honestly, like we really need like more white allies.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is like, there's just not enough like physical bodies of us in this space.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like isolating people like, or like not being tolerant of people's mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can really be detrimental in that way if they are coming from a good place.
Mm-hmm.
But like we could have, like we just didn't have the bodies to get content from down there. Mm-hmm. And then like on the metro ride, like we just literally didn't have the bodies to do it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they had, there was pickup going on before, and then they got the train out. Like the fire was able to get down there and get some good content and put it on the Jumbotron. So nice. Go check out Urban Football League and go check out Maxwell. You'll see him. He was stunting on the Jumbotron for real. Hey. He's got the he's got the Huey Freeman afro. Like he's smooth, man. I like Maxwell. He's a good brother.
Awesome.
But yeah, that's I just wanted to plug them real fast because I can't talk about Chicago Fire Rec Soccer. I can't talk about the white man shit, not talk about Maxwell shit too.
Yeah. In that same vein, I would be remiss to not shout out first Quincy Amarakwa, who I mentioned already, who's on the board of Black Players for Change, which is my other shout out. Just incredible organization that is, you know, putting in that groundwork right now to make that foundation that we've needed for a long time in this league. Those players have needed in this league for a long time, and now they are actually creating it. So, you know, for them to reach out completely unsuspecting and just say, hey, you know, do you want to be involved with this? Can we, you know, put you on basically? And I was like, yeah. So Quincy, thank you. Black Players for Change, thank you. Can't wait to do more stuff in the future. We'll definitely reach out and see where we can connect again in the near future.
Do you want to keep doing shout outs? Do you want to shout out Fafa Pakal?
Yes, sir. Got to shout him out since we're doing a Juneteenth rundown because it's our day, goddammit.
Our day.
yeah, man. Big up Fafa Pakal. So Fafa has a talent that I didn't even know he had, man. I came across a feature on the MLS soccer website. And Fafa sang the Black National Anthem, otherwise known as Lift Every Voice and Sing. And I was blown away that he can actually sing. So he did a short feature about Juneteenth, his influences and, you know, what got him into the game, him watching Bees play. And then the video closes out with him in an actual recording studio recording his version of Lift Every Voice and Sing. And I thought that was pretty damn amazing. So shout out to him and his style, Steez, ability. It's just dope, man. I'm just so happy with the actual visibility of Juneteenth and MLS this year. You know, last year they started and it was, you know, an uptick. But this year it really seemed like they thought about it well ahead of time instead of just throwing some people in a room and calling it a round table at the end of the month. Like this seemed really thought out and they put together some different content to really examine this day and what it means for Black Americans that follow Major League Soccer. So shout out to them. Shout out to Fafa Pakal for this. Ken, did you watch this video and what did you think about his singing?
I like the fact that he can actually sing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he's not like, I don't want to say just like yelling or like woo, 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 wooing or whatever. Like, you know, well, I mean, like, you know, some people like.
A lot of people do too much. I hear you.
Yeah. And like a lot. Well, I'll say this. A lot of people can carry a tune, and because a lot of people can carry a tune and go on like runs or mm-hmm. whatever, where like, you know, they change like keys up and down or like really fast, like, you know, people think they can sing and like mm-hmm. they can, but like there's another level to that that is like diction, right? Like right, almost right. like rapping, right? Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people can rap fast, but like very few people can rap fast and have the diction to like enunciate or whatever.
Right.
Right. right? And he's just a good classical singer in that way. Mm-hmm. So it was really, it was really, I could see this being laid down as a track that is like actually used like over and over again and not just like a moment, you know what I mean? And that's what I really appreciated about this, right? And also too, it didn't have like 808s or some shit under it. Like I would have been pissed off.
Yo, that shit would have been so out of pocket, bro.
Bro, I would have been pissed off fucking if like some drill beat came on. And like, so I'm really just proud that, you know, like this is something that I think is gonna have like longevity, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
like it was good in that way.
Yeah, I love the artwork that they did in this too.
Yeah,
you know, the red, yellow, and green, and they drew the tens with the kid on it. That was really cool. Like I said, it was just really done. Like they clearly put a quality video team on this and shot this beautifully, put the story together beautifully, and put him in an actual studio. Like it's just all clear, actual effort into it, and I appreciate that. You know, that's all we want to see, is y'all actually trying. Everything doesn't need to be perfect. Doesn't need to be some big woo-ha-ha, but we need to see actual effort because the money is there. Pay us our respect and do the shit right.
Who else is on the shout-out list? We want to do Judah Middleton with the number set.
Yes, sir.
All right. Judah Middleton.
So I didn't know of this person before.
Me either.
Event, but Judah Middleton is a queer Black woman that is a designer. She has her own brand. I don't actually remember the name of the brand right now. Forgive me for that. I will find out and we'll correct it on Twitter. But yeah, she did the number set for the special Juneteenth jerseys that are available this year. And each team that wore, well, all the teams that wore jerseys today with this number set will be auctioning off those jerseys. So they're one-off shirts. So if you want to get one, get yourself into that auction. And each team has a different charity that they're donating the proceeds of the auctions to. So for Chicago, it is being donated to My Block, My Hood, My City.
Yeah, yes,
sir.
Them motherfuckers are dope.
Yes, I love.
I love working with them. Anytime we get a chance to do stuff, we did a collab with them about a year or two ago. It was amazing. Like
bought that jersey.
Yeah. The Black Fires one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was sick.
And you know, I don't like rocking other city stuff, but I was like, I need that, bro. That shit tough.
Yeah. Ooh. Quick drop. I'm gonna say this. Just wait till you see our July 4th. Black Fires official team kits for the Chicago Fire supporters groups tournaments. Just wait till you see our official kits for that.
Okay.
But yeah, back to Judah.
Yeah, so Judah did this number set. All the teams have designated charities that they will be sending their proceeds to from the auctions of these jerseys with this special number set. And yeah, I'm excited for it, man. I'm definitely got my eyes on one. Y'all should already know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm expecting to be bid up, but that's how it goes. And yeah, I'm excited to see, you know, how much is donated because all of these organizations need this money. I won't shout them all out because there's one for each team. The list is pretty extensive, but you know, you can check it out on MLSsoccer.com and see the full list. And yeah, I'm excited, man. Like, this is all good. This is the stuff that I want to see. You know, shout out to everybody that did a Juneteenth TIFO. Even the Third Rail did one, which was like, whoa, shit, y'all actually did something? I'm shocked.
Pressure was on. They felt that pressure.
Yeah. So yeah, it was all good vibes, man. They also have some stuff coming up. It was mentioned to me by my friend Stephanie that they are doing a youth tournament kind of thing in Harlem.
Ooh.
So that's dope. So
oh, y'all should get the diplomats out to that.
Dipset.
Dipset.
Yeah, man. So yeah, a bunch of stuff happening. like I said, it's all good, man. This is what I want to see, like our actual proper recognition, man. It's one day, put the time in, put the effort in, you know, get those tickets out to people who have not traditionally been marketed to, get them into the stadium. You know, that was another beautiful thing to see today is, you know, all the black faces that they had up on the Jumbotron and the broadcast feed, because there were so many more of us in the stadium. You know, it is New York City, but I'm telling you, today was different. Like, they were definitely way more faces that I saw. And I was like, this is what I want to see, man. If we can get these people out on a regular basis, you know, it's better for everybody involved. So I just don't see why it's not already a thing that is actively worked on a regular basis.
Yeah, because I mean, like, honestly, I'll say this too. There were a lot of groups that I didn't even think about, like, having, like, to do stuff during this time, like white groups, because they stand with us during the year.
Right.
So it wasn't like there was like any, like, I just didn't think about it.
Right.
So, like, you know, note to white people, man, like, if you're with us, like, you know, 364 of these other days, like, the pressure ain't on.
Yeah.
You know, for you to do something on Juneteenth. So.
Right. Yeah. To that point, man, like, this friend of mine, he's been kind of a mentor in a way. He came up to me when I first became president of Third Rail, and he was like, you know, giving me information about stadium and stuff that, you know, he thought that I could do from that position to kind of help support the efforts for a stadium. And he's just always been, like, truly on my side, you know, stop, talk to me. How you doing? How's your wife? How's your son? How's everything going? Here's what I'm working on. What are you working on? Can I help you? All that type of stuff. You know, even today, you know, he just put out nothing too much, nothing crazy. He saw me tweet some food that I was having for Juneteenth. And then he made his own Juneteenth tweet. And all he said was, happy Juneteenth to friends and friends of friends all down the line. And then he posted a picture of a black woman wearing this long camouflage coat that says proud to be me on the back. And that's it. Very simple, very respectful, nothing crazy, but that's who he actually is, right? He didn't have to try to see black people, because he actually sees black people.
Yeah.
So, you know, just little stuff like that, you know, it makes a big difference. So, like you're saying, you know, when somebody's with you 364, you know, you ain't tripping if one is whatever, because you know they in the pocket already. Thank you for checking out Chop Soccer Pod Center Circle. For more, check us out on Twitter @ChopSoccerPod and Instagram @ChopSoccerPod. You know the vibes.